From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump announced his administration is imposing new sanctions against North Korea. He spoke to a friendly audience at the Conservative Political Action Conference.
I do want to say, because people have asked, North Korea, we imposed today the heaviest sanctions ever imposed on a country before.
Details of the sanctions came from his Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, who briefed reporters at the White House.
Today's actions will significantly hinder North Korea's ability to conduct evasive maritime activities that facilitate illicit coal and fuel transports and limit the regime's ability to ship goods through international waters.
The announcement comes as the president's daughter, Ivanka, is in South Korea attending the close of the Winter Olympics. Later on Friday, the president held a joint news conference with Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, where Mr. Trump was asked about his plans for gun control.
The bad guy thinks that somebody's in this room with a weapon that's going to be pointed at him with live bullets. He's not even going into the school. It's the one way you're going to solve it. You're not going to solve it with gun-free spaces.
President Donald Trump. UN diplomats are still working out last-minute negotiations today on a resolution to impose a 30-day ceasefire across Syria and lift sieges on the towns, including eastern Ghouta. Efforts are being made to avoid a Russian veto. A morning vote was delayed until the afternoon as delegates tried to find a consensus. This is VOA News. Rick Gates, a former top advisor to President Donald Trump's campaign, is scheduled to plead guilty this hour in the special counsel's Russia investigation to federal conspiracy and false statement charges. A court filing shows Gates has agreed to plead to charges accusing him of conspiring against the U.S. government related to fraud and unregistered foreign lobbying, as well as lying to federal authorities. The plea could indicate he is planning to cooperate with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. The plea comes quickly on the heels of a stunning indictment last week that laid out a broad operation of election meddling by Russia to promote the campaign of Donald Trump, disparage Hillary Clinton, and sow division among the U.S. electorate. U.S. investigators say they have identified more than 40 South Sudanese officials and military officers who may be responsible for war crimes and crimes against humanity. The report from the U.N. Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan, released Friday, detailed horrifying acts of cruelty against South Sudanese civilians. Commission member Andrew Clapham.
There are victims that we've spoken to and who have given testimony to us who have been mutilated, gang raped, often by up to a dozen men, if not more.
The alleged crimes occurred during South Sudan's ongoing civil war, which has killed tens of thousands and uprooted more than 4 million people from their homes. Pope Francis invited Catholics and members of other religions on Friday to observe a day of prayer, fasting, and initiatives for peace, dedicated in particular to South Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Sabina Castelfranco has more for VOA.
The Pope said that while prayer is always an effective resolution, more can be done. Hundreds of Congolese and South Sudanese answered the Pope's call Friday by attending special masses both at home and abroad. The situation in both countries has deteriorated with increasing violence. In the DRC, Catholic charity Caritas predicts that 2.2 million children will suffer from severe acute malnutrition this year, and 13.1 million people will need aid in order to survive. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
And President Donald Trump's Middle East peace plan is almost complete, according to U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley.
They are coming up with a plan. The plan won't be loved by either side, and it won't be hated by either side.
In Washington, this
That's
is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.